Hello friends, today we are going to see chapter number 30, which is known as portfolio management. Now this chapter is going to focus on how do you manage the portfolio. But before I start with the concept of portfolio management and technical aspects of portfolio management, I want someone telling me, what do you mean by term portfolio? Yes, I want Ashish. Ashish, can you tell me what do you mean by portfolio? Okay, yes, Karan, can you tell me what do we mean by what portfolio? Oh, wow, good understanding. Now, can I have Sneha? Sneha, can you tell me what do you mean by what portfolio? Very good, superb. Yes, I have got Brijesh. Yes, Brijesh, can you tell me what do we mean by what portfolio? Okay, now I have heard 4 or 5 people's answer of what do we mean by what portfolio. Now let me tell you what do we mean by portfolio. Or someone, when someone asks me, sir, what according to you is portfolio, I will tell you what is portfolio. Portfolio means basket. Why I call it as basket? Because it is a basket in which different types of securities would be put in, and to manage this basket we require an extraordinary skill. If you ever have seen your mom cooking food or you yourself cooking food, what do? You keep all the ingredients nearby the gas. And when you are cooking, everything you put in is going to be exactly as per the requirement. It is so planned. It is so pure. It is so natural that everything happens at the same time. Similarly, the same way when you do investment, it is done in a basket. If you just invest in one thing, what is going to happen? There is a chance that all your money can get lost. So in this chapter, you will understand how portfolio, what is portfolio, how portfolio should be managed, and how portfolio is important for every individuals in the world. It is very important that everyone manages its portfolio. Let us go ahead and see how this particular chapter has been designed for us to understand what is portfolio management. In this chapter, we have got portfolio size and management considerations. So in this chapter, we will be seeing what should be the portfolio size and what are the management considerations if you want to yourself manage your portfolio. Getting my point, friends? So this chapter is going to be focusing upon what is portfolio size, how it is going to help us to manage the portfolio, and what are the management considerations as far as possible for companies movement or companies running. Let us see what basically is meant as portfolio. Now, portfolio management has got different meanings and different people have got different ways to interpret what is portfolio management. It is said that, and it is very necessary, that after you have met all your necessary requirements of the funds available with you, the next place where you are going to start investing is, say for example, in shares, which means that after you have taken care of all the necessities, you can see over here, it was stated that after meeting necessities, necessities is what? Food, clothing, shelter, and basic requirements of life. After meeting these basic necessities of life, investors should put a part of his savings in shares. So after having the necessities available, at least one part of your investment should be contributed in shares. Why is it so? Why is it so in shares? Oh, superb. Akanksha, amazing. Why is it shares, Akanksha? What you have correctly answered that? Because it gives us high returns. But Akanksha, you forgot. With high returns come what? High risk. Very true. So that is why it is said that part of the savings and not full savings. Getting my point? Very good. So it was stated that after meeting necessities of life, an investor should at least invest a part of his amount in the shares. Such shares held by the investor forms his or her portfolio. So whichever shares in which you invest forms what? Your portfolio, your basket. So when you are going to invest in shares, you will buy some shares. Correct? When you will buy those shares, it will be put in this basket. This basket in which you are going to buy shares and it is going to be kept inside is known as what? Portfolio. The size of portfolio depends upon investors' funds and appetite for shares. So what is the size of your shares? Will you have size of your shares means what at what value your shares would be located? Will you have 5 lakh rupee share? Will you have 10 lakh rupee share? Will you have 1 lakh rupee share? Will you have 50,000 rupee share? Will you have 1,000 rupee shares? Or will you have a whole basket which is going to be valued at 25 lakh rupees? It will depend upon you, your funds, your appetite, your capacity to investment. This is what and how a portfolio is been balanced or managed. This is basically known as size of the portfolio. So here you have got the size of the portfolio depends upon investors' funds and appetite for shares. I hope everyone has got what is written on the screen. It is written that the size of the portfolio. What do you mean by size? Size means the volume. So the size of the portfolio depends upon what? Investors' funds and appetite for shares. How much is the appetite? How much is the hunger of buying the shares in your pocket? And if there is what is you require it, then you will buy it. But irrespective of the size, irrespective of size means what? Irrespective of what is the volume, irrespective of investment amount. You may invest 1 lakh, 2 lakh, 5 lakh, 25 lakh, 1 crore, 2 crores, I mean in some millions or in some billions or in some few thousands. Irrespective of that thing, it must be reviewed periodically. What should be done? It should be reviewed periodically. What do you mean by periodically? At regular intervals. Why? To ensure that only shares that assure returns and growth are retained. Why do you need to review? You need to review because you want to be satisfied that in whichever shares you have invested, whichever shares you have invested, it is giving you at least some returns and growth is been available to you. Otherwise, in your basket, if there are some companies which is not performing in the market, then you might have invested in companies which are not doing well in the market. Is it clear with everyone? That is why the mechanism of reviewing the basket, reviewing the portfolio, reviewing the appetite of your investment is basically termed as what? The keyword, portfolio management. Clear with everyone? What is portfolio management? Thus, portfolio management is managing the basket of shares what you have invested in the market. If you manage it, how do you manage it? How do you manage it? Yes, Rajesh, how do you manage it? Very good, Rajesh. You manage it by making sure that you are continuously reviewing it. Your investment are in safe companies. Your investment are in companies which are going to give you periodically returns and growth. Growth and returns are retained. In such companies, you are supposed to invest. Correct, Reena. What you have said is absolutely correct, beta. This is how the portfolio management is going to function. This portfolio management is what is necessary for every investor. I hope everyone is clear so far. Amazing. Now, this portfolio management will not happen overnight. There are certain parameters as an investor which you should always keep in mind for doing portfolio management. And if you follow those parameters for portfolio management, it will give you an indication that how portfolio management has to be done. In other words, when portfolio management has to be done, there are some rules, regulations, norms and terms and conditions which you need to follow, which will make sure that your basket management is in proper manner. You know, basket management also means what? Say for example, you had bought some fruits few weeks back, and it was in the basket. Someone gift you new fruits you kept above in this basket. What happens? The people who are going to eat in the family the fruits, they will all take out the upper fresh one and eat the fruits. But if you do not check that there were lower in the lower end of the basket, there were some fruits still there. And you did not ate that fruit. You did not ate that fruit. Because you did not eat these fruits, the lower fruits have become rotten. They are now therefore no use now. And hence, it is mandatory or it is required that you need to check it out. That yes, does this fruits are good or bad? Similarly, when you invest in a basket, you need to continuously review it. Are these companies who are performing in the market or they are just a mediocre company? So this analysis is what basically called as portfolio management. Let us go ahead and see the parameters which are necessary as a portfolio manager which you will keep in mind for understanding that you do not make these mistakes. So a portfolio manager has to make sure they understand these parameters. First of all, the condition which is required for portfolio management is the size. Size means what? How big, how huge the portfolio is going to be is referred to as size. Since periodic review is essential for effective portfolio management, investors' capacity to study and review decides number of companies in the portfolio. What do I mean by this? Since periodic review is necessary, why it is necessary? That are you being able to review that particular things in proper manner will understand and tell us that yes, this particular company's portfolio are in proper manner. So how much is the size of your portfolio has to be properly reviewed. You cannot just invest in the portfolio and just sit laid back. You have to continuously review the size of the money invested in the companies, which will help you to manage the portfolio accordingly. Next is the review. Prices of shares held be compared with the target price set by investors and industry average. The shares that fail to perform be discarded. The next parameter while doing portfolio management is to make sure that you review the prices. Whatever price you have set as an investor, whatever price you read in newspapers, magazines, articles, or are being set by the industry professionals, monitor those prices. And whenever it reaches that prices, take the benefit of it. And if it is not giving you that returns, then discard those shares from the basket or your portfolio. This is the second important consideration as an investor you are supposed to pay attention or you are supposed to take care of. The first was what? The size. That is, review the size of the portfolio. Review the prices of the shares which the target company you have thought about it. You bought the shares of, for say for example, at 50 rupees. Now make sure you review it. You thought that it was, you bought at 50 and you wanted that when it reaches 75, I will sell it. So you have to review price. And you also thought that if it does not go, I mean if it goes below 40, I will sell it off. So this was the parameter you had decided. From 50, either 75 or from 50, not less than 40. The price started moving from 50 to 60. 60 to 65, then started going down. It went up to 43. But you had decided when to sell at 40. So you have to continuously keep on reviewing. If you would have invested and just went on to sleep, then after 4-5 years when you would have seen, you would have missed the opportunity because the price had reached your target price at 75. But now because of market forces of demand and supply, it is now at 35 and you were not able to cash your benefit. And hence it is said that the prices of the portfolio, what you have said, has to be reviewed at regular intervals. I hope everyone is clear with this concept as far as review is concerned as a parameter for doing portfolio management. Now let us go ahead and see more such considerations or parameters for doing portfolio management. The next is known as target. What is target? Set realistic target prices for shares. There should be no very, very high target which you cannot achieve. Speculative shares will have higher targets and blue chips lower. The targets be renewed to keep pace with the economy. Make sure that you set the target price. And target price should be very, very logical target price. It should not be very, very huge differential target price. Say for example, you have decided a target price of, when you had bought, the price of the shares were 300. And you thought that I should get minimum 15% increment of these shares in which I have invested. So it's thought about 300, 15% is 45. So you thought about 45, 345 I will sell. It is a reasonable target. But if you think that I want to make sure in a year's time from 300 it should become 600, it is unrealistic. It cannot be such kind of situations. But if at all it is going in that manner, believe me, trust me, you have invested in a company which is very, very big speculative. That is why they say that speculative shares will have higher targets. Speculative shares will have what? They will have a very, very higher targets. Whereas blue chip companies are those companies whose market value or whose share prices every year, year on year, has been increasing at the rate of 25%. So blue chips will have lower targets. The targets be renewed to keep pace with the economy. Make sure you just don't keep the target and go to sleep. Now when the economy is going up, that target is feasibly achievable. when the economies are going down, that target is not achievable. So you have to keep renewing your targets. You have to keep continuously setting the target price when the economy is fluctuating, when the market is fluctuating. You have to continuously have a look on it and accordingly plan your portfolio properly. Next is sentimentality. Sentimentality has no place in investments. Portfolio be managed based only on returns, growth and safety. Remember, I become very sentiment. Sentiment means what? I become very, very attached to this company. I had invested in India. We had got one company known as Andhra Sugars. I am very much attached to Andhra Pradesh. And when I had invested in that company, I was so much attached. I felt that I will never sell the shares of this company. But remember, friends, in investment business, you cannot have sentiments. You can always have your targets. And when you invest, there are three things which you need to keep in mind. That is returns, growth and safety. Not basically sentiments. My price would be achieved. This is a good company. The chairman is a very good friend of mine. The executive director is a very good person. I like this executive director. I know this person very well. They have been always giving us returns, etc., etc. things. This should not be the case. Getting my point, everyone, friends? This should not be the case. Then what should be the case? The case should be that there is no space for sentiments. It is just that you invest and you invest in such a manner. That is, you invest and you invest in such a manner that you are going to get good returns. The objective should be growth, safety and returns. And no sentiments that I am attached with this company. I have invested, I was the first investor in this company. So I am very much attached to this particular part. That should not be the case. This is what basically sentimentality is, one of the key concepts that has to be kept in mind when you are acting as a portfolio manager. Or if you are managing your portfolio, you should make sure that there is no space for sentiments as far as portfolio management is concerned. Next is be aware. Make sure you are always aware. Well, be aware of what? Be aware of investors. That is, investors must watch markets and economy so that corrective action is arranged. So you should always look on how the markets are functioning, how the economy is functioning, based on market forces to avoid loss and to exploit opportunities. So be aware how the market is responding. Is market going up? Is market going down? Is market volatile? Is market steady? You have to be aware how the market forces of demand and supply are functioning, and accordingly you have to take decision when to invest, when not to invest, how to invest, where to invest. All these things you have to take a decision about it. That is basically known as be aware. Clear with everyone so far? Very good. Next is diverse. This is the key, the most important key in basket management, known as portfolio management, is what? Diversify. What do you mean by diversify? Diversify means distribute. Distribute your risk. If you are not able to distribute a risk, friends, remember and trust me, you are in a big, big, very big trouble. That is why it is said that you are supposed to distribute or diversify the risk. Say, for example, you are investing in one basket, always in one basket, always in one company shares you are investing. Tomorrow this company goes bankrupt, all your money is lost. And what is the easy way to do make sure that your money is not lost? Invest money in different companies, so that if one is not doing well, at least you have got others in which your money is safe and secure. Because diversify is the only way where you can take care of your hard-earned money. It is your hard-earned money. And if you want to take care of your hard-earned money, then you can take care only with the help of diversification. So the portfolio must contain shares of different companies. No more than 10% of investment should be done in one company. So if you decide you are going to invest in 1 lakh rupees, then not more than 10,000 should be invested just in one company. From 1 lakh, not more than 10,000 should be invested in one company. 10,000 or 9,000 in one company, 9,000 in some other company. That is how you should distribute your portfolio. And in that also in different industries, no more than 15%. So in different industries also, you are not supposed to invest more than 15% in one industry. Say, for example, you invest in banking industry. In banking industry in India, we have got 3-4 companies. Like we have got State Bank of India, we have got Bank of India, we have got, say for example, a Bank of Baroda, we have got Canara Bank. So you are going to invest in this. You have decided 1 lakh rupees. So 1 lakh rupees, in that 10%. How much is 10%? 10,000. What is 15%? 15,000. So not more than 15,000 you should invest in banking industry, and that also not more than 10%, that is 10,000. Not more than 10,000 should be invested in one company. This is what is the key rules, which if you follow, you will be able to diversify your portfolio and you will be able to make sure that your money is not going to get lost. Your money, which is your hard-earned money, will be taken care of very appropriately. And that is what is our lookout. That is what every portfolio manager's main focus is. That is what you as a portfolio manager is supposed to work upon. That is how the portfolio management has been done. So remember, these are few parameters based on which the portfolio management is done in an appropriate manner. There is one more, couple of more parameters, that is control greed. This is the most, you can say, lucrative of all the parameters which a portfolio manager has to always take care of. Control greed. What happens, you know, you had decided a price of 300. You had bought at 250 and you thought at 300 I will sell. Now it has reached 300. So you become greedy. No, I will sell when it will reach to price 325. You achieve the price of 325. So you become more greedy. No, I want when the price is going to become 350, I will sell. It went to 350 also. So you became more greedy and you thought about 375. And then you had some work, so you had to go to some outstation place. So you went to outstation. You came after 3 days and then you saw that from 350, which you expected because of a greed, 375. So suddenly, because of market forces, demand and supply factors, the prices started going down and it became suddenly 175. You bought at 200 rupees and you thought that at 300 I will sell. But where did you land up now? You land up at a place lower than what you had bought. Why? Because you were not able to control your greed. So that should be avoided. When you are managing the portfolio, make sure you are not going to be greedy. You have to control your greed. One cannot buy only at bottom and sell at the peak. Once you get set price, sell and cut loss if price moves against one's expectations. It may also be there that you had thought about that price, it is going reverse. When it is going down, sell. Don't think that it is going to go, it will go tomorrow up. No, whatever price you have decided and it is going below that price, say for example, it bought at 50 and you thought that at 40 I will sell it off, and it has become 40. So then don't wait that no, tomorrow it will become 41, 42 and it will go up again at 50 plus. Now if it has reached 50, sell it off. That requires a lot of guts, believe me friends. But if you have sold at 40, then don't look at that particular company. Oh my God, when I started selling it, at that time now the prices are going to go rise. No, don't worry about that part. Which means that you had taken a wrong decision of buying the shares. You had taken a wrong decision of buying the shares. So correct the decision by just making a loss and moving out of the company's situation. So that is why they say that control your greed. Next is book profits. Whenever it has reached to a particular level, make sure you book the profits. Sell the shares and book the profits. So as prices rise, start selling a part of your shares. Irrespective of further rise that can take place. So when you are going to achieve your price, start selling it. Irrespective, the prices are going to rise more. If you had planned that it will reach at 300, I will sell it off. Sell it off. But don't wait that when it will go at 350, I will sell it off. What you can do? Example, if prices rises by 20%, sell 1/5 of your holdings. So if say for example, it reaches 20%, you had said thought that from 300, it will reach 350. So when it reaches, it goes 20% up, then you sell 1/5 of your holdings. So accordingly design a portfolio plan and then accordingly go on selling the shares. It is not that you have invested in companies where you have invested for long term. Though you have invested for long term, but at regular intervals you should sell so that you can get the maximum out of the company's investment where you have invested in the company's shares. Might be after that particular level, the company's price would never reach at that level once again. And hence it is advisable that whenever the prices are going to go up, book profits at regular intervals. So if I have to sum up the whole chapter of portfolio management, I can say only one thing to you all. That is, portfolio management cannot start without you being ready for investment. Also, if when you have met your necessities and if you are remaining with some portion of funds, be it 5,000 rupees or be it 10,000 rupees in India, then don't think I cannot buy shares worth so much amount. Whenever you have got funds, some part of money should be invested in shares. When you start investment in shares, automatically the cycle will start moving ahead and you will get the benefit of each one of them. Hence, it is said that portfolio management ensures managing of the portfolio in proper manner. When you are going to do portfolio management, make sure all the rules and regulations or steps involved in it, you follow it appropriately. These parameters will help you to manage the portfolio in proper manner. And make sure that your money, which is required, which is your hard-earned money, should be safe, should give you some return, and should be liquid funds, will be taken care of accordingly. I hope you have understood this chapter very clearly in your mind, and you have got the understanding of this chapter appropriately and clearly. I also hope this chapter will help you in managing your own portfolio. That's all from my side. Thank you.